Warning, warning, warning. This is not a show about motorcycles. Okay, it has some motorcycles in it. But deep down, it's really a show about people who use their passion for motorcycles to make their communities better, safer, and stronger. And people just doing crazy biker stuff, too. This is Biker Dad. Biker Dad.
Hey there, this is Chris Best, Biker Dad, and we are following another big breaking story involving motorcycles, this time in Florida. And we're going to show you this video. It's video that was obtained by the CBS station down in Boynton Beach, Florida, CBS 12. So this 13-year-old boy was riding his dirt bike around Boynton Beach, Florida, stopped to get gas. It's all caught on this surveillance video. You see 13-year-old Stanley Davis Jr., his family calls him SJ, pulling up to fill up his dirt bike on a gas pump in Boynton Beach, Florida, goes inside to pay for the gas, and then jumps back on the bike, and immediately a cop is on his tail. The video shows him take off. He spins around and does a U-turn and then takes off onto another busy street, and then moments later somehow he lost control of his bike, flew off, and died. And now the community is outraged and wants justice. Even the mayor is saying that police are to blame, but I'm pretty sure that the police are probably going to fight that assumption, especially given the fact that there's a huge illegal dirt bike problem in South Florida, people causing problems riding dirt bikes out on the street where they're not legal. I'm not victim blaming this kid. I don't know what happened here, but the family says he never did anything wrong. But again, there is a huge problem with illegal dirt biking down in South Florida and lots of parts of the country right now. Again, I'm not blaming this kid. I don't know what happened, but the police chief did say that there's no evidence that the officer came in contact with the bike, with his car. Looks like that maybe the kid just lost control of the motorcycle at this point, but we're not sure about that either. But at the same time, the community is demanding justice, and even the mayor says that the police are to blame. What do you think? Comment on the video here, and please make sure you subscribe and hit the like button and follow us for all of the motorcycle news right here on the Biker Dad YouTube channel.
Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad.
Hi, my name is Chris Best, and I left my six-figure job to ride motorcycles and tell stories. Thank you for joining us for the Biker Dad Show. That adventure today brings me to the small town of Mayfield, Kentucky. You've heard of Mayfield by now, a small heartland town torn apart like this because of a devastating tornado. Damage stretches for miles and miles and miles, and this is near and dear to my heart because I went to high school about 30 miles west of here in Missouri, and I have family about 20 miles east of here in Eddyville, Kentucky. I've seen a lot of bad stuff. There's even a wall up here, a memorial to all the people they've lost in this town. But I've also seen this. The best in people always comes out when the worst happens, and that includes bikers. Just look at all of these millions of toys in this school, and that's just the tip of the iceberg there too, of all the good that's being done. I talked to bikers from Florida, Alabama, and even Chicago, Illinois, who came all the way down here and all the way up here to help out. They're just a few of the people who've done that, of course. One of the groups I met up with is called the War Dogs Charity Riders out of Chicago, Illinois. They're sponsored by one of my sponsors, Motorcycle Safety Lawyers. And they came all the way down here in the middle of the night to deliver truckload after truckload after truckload of supplies, goods, and toys for Christmas. Let's talk to them.
Jessica Sheehan, and I am a member of the War Dogs Charity Riders out of Illinois. We have put together in the last 7 days, we threw together as many people as we could get, and we went to work and we managed to get 5 trucks and trailers loaded with supplies, toys, water bottles, blankets, cleaning products to bring here to Kentucky during the tornado relief.
We took off from Chicago at 1 o'clock this morning. And probably a caravan of about 10 vehicles. We brought down a number of different supplies from Mayfield that was ravaged by a tornado. And we just got done unloading toys. You should see the gymnasium in there with all the toys from all the people around the country. It's quite a blessing to be part of.
We're teamed up with motorcycle safety lawyers and Schumann Law, David Schumann, Mark Schumann, and they have provided the gas for all of our caravan drivers and provided all of our needs for the t-shirts, so we look like a group, and our banners that you see on our trucks as we caravan down, which is awesome because it kept our group together and kept people from going into our group. And then we're also sponsored by Doug Jackson and Woodstock Harley Davidson. They provided the meals for our 20 plus caravan helpers to get all the toys and products and supplies that we've been collecting for the past 7 days.
Most of us are our fathers, brothers, we've got kids, and if this happened in our community, we'd sure appreciate help throughout the country.
Companies, vendors, manufacturers, people are just so giving. It's unbelievable. I'll walk into the store and I'll say, can I buy these for $5 a piece? And then after 20 minutes and I bring a flyer, they say, take 10 and take them home.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere.
The outreach is unbelievable. From the people, it has gone across the United States. There are motorcycle groups and families and sisters and brothers that are packing up trailers in New Hampshire, New Jersey, Las Vegas. I've gotten money sent to stores to buy products from Argentina to be shipped to a Walmart store so someone else could pick it up. And this is all because somebody just posted, we need help. It just brings us back full circle that America, we can do what we can to stand up for the people that need us. And this community and everyone, our heart goes out to you. And we come back next week if we hit the stuff, I promise.
We will be back in a month.
We will be back.
It takes a group of bikers, and we have gotten it done. Bikers are the most generous people with their time, with their energy, with their money. And this past week has just proven that above and beyond.
Bikers often get a little bit of a stigma attached to them, and we're doing it for the right reasons, and that's helping a community, and I think that'll show through pretty loud and clear.
We're excited that we're able to help out.
This is Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad.
I am Natalie Wynn. I actually teach here at Graves County Middle School, and I'm also the children's director at His House Ministries.
And I am Nate Strickland. I am the student pastor at His House Ministries, and I also teach at Mayfield Middle School. So,
right. Show us around.
Yes, this is actually where our parents will shop. And they come in, and we have gifts arranged by age group, and they come in and they shop for their families. We have that predetermined on note cards, so we have shoppers coming in to help them with that at this time. So parents are shopping in here. If you come this way, this is called our overflow room. Our overflow room houses all the other gifts that will come to the table as they get emptied. This is our overflow. We have runners, people going from tables, and they are actually coming and getting more gifts and taking them back across to the cafeteria where the parents are shopping. So we have lots of gifts that haven't even been sorted yet. We ran out of time, I'm just being honest. So there are people over there actually sorting gifts too, to get them in the right categories, to get them to tables as we need them.
We could give a shout out to Gonzales Sheriff Department. They brought 3 truckloads full of toys. We also had a huge donation from
Amazon. Brought quite a bit of stuff yesterday. Yeah. Texas Roadhouse gave gift cards, which was huge. Honestly, the amount of people who gave is unimaginable. I would say we had anywhere between 50 to 60 deliveries. That could be semis, it could be vans, it could be trucks, just a general truck, a person's vehicle, U-Hauls. I'm talking 50 to 60 of those over the last 5 days that we have gotten. It's just been phenomenal. This is our lobby. In the lobby, parents are able to make stockings for their kids, or they can get a pre-made stocking. They're also able to get crafts. We have it all sectioned, crafts and books and blankets and stuffies and all of those things. And then the really cool part that we love is that they get the option to have it wrapped. For them before they leave, so that they don't have to worry with how am I going to get wrapping paper. I don't have scissors, I don't have tape, that sort of thing. Emotionally, it's been a roller coaster. There was frustration at times, but honestly, joy has been the overriding emotion and excitement. Like, we could not wait for parents to get here today and see what the community and our country has done.
And that's just the start. Emerald Coast Harley Owners Group in Fort Walton Beach, Florida is on their way up with supplies they collected and donations they collected this past weekend. A group that I'm a member of called the Marshals, a Mardi Gras crew in Orange Beach, Alabama, that's mainly made up of motorcycle riders, is also here. They've been here for like a week helping out. And then I am also collecting with Mobile Bay Harley Davidson down in Mobile, Alabama, more supplies and toys to bring up here after the new year, because this is going to be a problem that's going on for a long time, and bikers are in it for the long haul to help out.
This is Biker Dad.
I'm Keith Crouch. I own Greer Neon Sign Company here in Mayfield, Kentucky. And Friday night, around 9 something, we lost it all. This behind me right here was it's the part of the scrap iron from my business. But behind this pile was another metal building that we have not found it yet. Beneath this pile is a pickup truck, my service truck, one of them. And it is just totally wiped out. We had a big beam to land on right on top of it. I've been in the sign business for about 45 years. We built this new facility in about 25 years ago. And this building here was a big building, still standing. It has housed all my trucks and stuff in it, and we lost two trucks. I had four automobiles in it. 2019 Corvette, 1960 Corvette, and I had a 35 Ford that just came out of the restoration shop in Texas. Then I had a 55 Chevy I was working on. Well, worse than losing these buildings, you know. We had no injuries, nobody that worked for me got hurt, nobody that works for me lost any houses, but they lost portions of it. But they're back at work helping us and cleaning up. We've done trying to reset up a new office and a new manufacturing firm at a different location. And we'll probably be there a couple of years before we get back here. But.
This is Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad. This is Biker Dad.
Cottonmouth Customs here in Pensacola, Florida are making a big move from their shop down the road to this huge facility here on the highway in Pensacola. They're going to be changing how things are done in the motorcycle world here in the Panhandle. We got a quick look inside. Well, I brought my bike here, Fat Elvis, for service.
Showroom here at the new Cottonmouth Customs is massive. And they're going to have all kinds of cool stuff for you to come and look at and get put on your bike. The shop is like an airplane hangar. In fact, you totally could fly drones in here to get video. They're going to have, I believe, 10 lifts, a paint shop, and powder coating all in this one spot. So you can roll your bike in down the door down there, get it serviced, get it painted, get it customized, anything you want done to it right here all in one place. And again, this is massive. I can't really show you the scale of it in video. You have to go by and see it yourself.
This is Biker Dad.
I pity the fool that don't watch Biker Dad TV.
Here's the Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson Bike of the Week.
Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson Bike of the Week.
It's time for the Bike of the Week. And when I say I left my job to ride motorcycles and tell stories, this is the part where we ride motorcycles. We get to ride some of the best. We're riding this 2021 Road Glide Standard. There's just a couple of minor things that are different than the Special, which most people want to pick up. But the big thing about a Road Glide is the fixed fairing. Really on a highway ride, when you're behind a semi, that really keeps the buffeting from happening, for one thing. And it just has that cool shark face look at the top of it. So these things are beautiful. This has the Milwaukee 8, has the torque that will push you when you're on a highway trying to get past that semi. And so we're going to take this little puppy for a ride, this little red hot bike. Try not to run over a helmet. So you think this big old bike would be hard to maneuver in small places, but actually they're just as easy to ride as the Dynas or anything else when it comes to maneuverability. This thing will lean over and scrape the pegs and make a figure eight just as easy as a Sportster. You just have to get it in your head that the bike can do it. See, I can't get it in my head that I can do it. That's the problem. And I take my feet off, even though I don't really need to. I just need to get a little bit more gas and work the clutch, and it will do it just fine. Let the bike do the work, the weight, the torque. It's all in your head, really. And sometimes my head goes, no, you're gonna drop it, even though you're not. Kind of wish I had been able to find a 12-year-old Road Glide with very low miles and a low price rather than my Electric Glide. So if you're like me and you ride these little Dynas, you know, you get on one of these things and you just have to get it in your head that the bike can do all the same things and you can too. I have to get it in my head that I can make that tight turn. Just let the bike do the work for me. Anyway, you know, you cannot beat a Road Glide, except for with a Road Glide Special. This is a standard. That Milwaukee 8 engine is just beautiful. It's smooth, it's flawless, has torque all the way through sixth gear, and just a joy to ride. I love to hit one of these on the highway and enjoy the wind in my hair and not on my body and not on the handlebars. So that's our bike of the week, the 2021 Road Glide, and it's just a fantastic piece of machinery.
This is Biker Dad.
Hey Crash, happy new year. It's going to be an awesome 2022. Biker Dad had a fantastic 2021. Thanks to all of our supporters out there who listen and watch the Biker Dad TV show and subscribe to all our social media stuff, and to TK101 for showing their support as well. It's the end of the year, and that means one of the biggest events on the Gulf Coast every year happens in tiny Stockton, Alabama. It happened yesterday. Hundreds of bikers, sometimes thousands, flock from all over the country to the tiny Stagecoach Cafe there in Stockton, Alabama. The population of the town like triples on this one day. The bikers ride from as far away as Seattle, New York, California, wherever, just have lunch together and turn around and go back home. You'll see that on an upcoming episode of the Biker Dad TV show. This week on the Biker Dad Show, Florida bikers, Alabama bikers giving back to the community, going up to Mayfield, Kentucky to help out tornado victims. See that Sunday at 9 a.m. on MyTV 35. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, and as I always say, look twice for motorcycles.